A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Last fall, I heard a homily where the preacher said something that absolutely startled me. He said, "We are living the resurrection now." I remember considering that thought. We are living the resurrection now for days after it had been preached. I found myself thinking, how can I be 54 years old, a baptized Christian for all of those years, a professed Dominican for 26 of those years, and be hearing this news as if for the first time? We are living the resurrection now. I found the thought intriguing, exciting, invigorating, and admittedly disturbing. I think what disturbed me was that I came to the realization that day that what I profess in the creed Sunday after Sunday after Sunday has been a false understanding of what we gather here to celebrate today. If what we celebrate is simply something that happened in the past, thousands of years ago, or is something that we wait for in our future after our death, then what we celebrate is not enough. It's not the fullness of truth. It is not the reality of our faith. For what we celebrate is not just that Christ died or that Christ will come again, but that Christ is risen now and is in our midst. As one commentator put it, Jesus is loose in the world, which means that life as we have come to know and understand it is not all that it is meant to be. Through our baptism, we have died with Christ. And St. Paul says in his letter to the Colossians in the second reading today, we have died and our life is hidden with Christ in God. If our life is indeed hidden with Christ in God, then like Christ who is risen, we are living the resurrection now. Life cannot be the same old, same old. In going to anoint the body of Jesus early on that first Easter morning, the women were living in old ways. They hadn't yet encountered the risen and living Christ. What was normal was to go and buy spices and to go and anoint the dead body of their Lord and give him a proper burial. But their curiosity was piqued the moment they looked up and saw the stone had already been rolled away. Their world was turned upside down the moment they entered the tomb and saw not a corpse, but a young man clothed in white. Something was different. This was not the same old, same old. The women had come to the tomb that day to anoint the body of Jesus. They expected things to be the same the way they had been left that Friday before. They expected Jesus to be dead. They expected Jesus to be in the tomb. But everything was thrown wide open when they heard the good news announced for the very first time. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. If Jesus has been raised, and if we are living the resurrection now, then we are to be living differently than how our world, than how our society, than how our very own limited expectations tell us to be living. In the resurrection, our God is inviting us to consider, is calling us to expect what seems like utter foolishness. If enormous tombstones can be rolled away without human effort, if death no longer has the last word and its power has been overcome, then what else can we possibly expect and imagine for our world? Can we expect and imagine what was proclaimed to us by the prophet Isaiah during the Advent season? Can we expect and imagine the wolf as a guest of the lamb, where immigrants find safe haven and welcome in communities and nations whose initial response has traditionally been one of fear towards the stranger, rather than an opportunity for entertaining angels? Can we expect and imagine the leopard lying down with the kid, where all of humanity comes to respect creation rather than subdue it for its own pleasure, where the effects of climate change are reversed because humanity finally recognizes creation as God's first revelation? Can we expect and imagine the calf and the lion browsing together, where instead of clinging to polar opposite positions, we seek deeper union with one another, with our Dominican family, and with all who seek truth, no matter their faith, their race, or their political position, or their sexual identity or economic status, so that all creation may thrive and peace may prevail? Can we expect and imagine a little child leading us? All we have to do, at least here in the United States, is recall last weekend when the students of Parkland, Florida, sparked a march of hundreds of thousands of men and women, boys and girls, young and old, across our country and around the world, demanding that the same old must come to an end, that death and destruction have no place in our schools, that there must be a new way, a way that respects life. If we can expect and imagine it, then our task is to make it happen. It is possible, and it is even probable, because Jesus Christ is risen, and he is in our midst today. in you and in me, in the Word of God proclaimed and in the sacrament of the Eucharist, and His Spirit is with us. Jesus is loose in the world, and we with Him. It is time to live the resurrection now.